Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Yud Zayin Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara continue discussing the 18 decrees of Bishama. The first one discussed will be an oil, a roof. If a pure person or object finds themselves under the same roof as a person or object that is tameh, the Torah person or object will become tameh, albeit one decree less, even without touching, because the tumah travels throughout the whole roofed area, as was discussed in Daf Yud Aleph. Therefore, if someone is under the same roof as a dead body, he becomes an avah tumah. Another important feature of a roof is that in order for the roof to have this ability to pass on the tumah, it must be at least one tefach, a hand breadth, wide. The next decree is about making food susceptible to becoming tumah. A food can never become tumah unless at some point it's become wet with one of the seven specified liquids, such as water, wine, and oil. This is known as heksher, where now the food can become tumah if it touches something which is tumah. However, heksher has no effect unless it's done with intention. So if water fell from a rooftop onto your fruit and you're unhappy about it, then there is no heksher, and even if your fruit touches something tameh, it will not become tameh. Other decrees are planting truma food, caring right before Shabbos starts, socializing with non-Jews, and that the girls of the people known as kutim are always considered nidus. And finally, the next Mishnah will discuss a machlokes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel about actions that are set in motion before Shabbos starts, but continue going on their own even after Shabbos begins.